من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين، نبينا الأعظم أبي القاسم محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المنتجبين، وبعد، فيقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه العزيز، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون. أنا أوصي الله سبحانه وتعالى says: يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم. Dear brothers and sisters, it's kind of disappointment, kind of sadness I'm coming today. So probably look like different for some people, but I have enveloped myself with this darkness and with this blackness to show my sorrow, and also to show my sadness toward what's been happening against the innocent people in general, and especially against the Shia people, who are innocent and they want nothing but the peace for everybody around the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah reward all the people who seek justice around the world and who seek the unity, because unfortunately we see that nowadays the people and the countries that pretend defending the human beings' rights and defending, you know, the freedom, they help the devils against the innocent people. And we are clear and open, and everybody knows about that. United States and Saudi Arabia, I have heard from even like the Pakistani people themselves, they are complaining about Saudi Arabia, the source of the devil, as Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam described them, Saudi, not the land of Mecca and Al-Medina. He says, this is the horn of the shaitan, qarnu shaitan, qarnu al-fitna, you know. Now before, we used to hear that the Jewish people, they say that they are persecuted and they are wronged and they are seeking their own country, but in fact Shia people are persecuted and they have been fed up and exhausted, and they must solve their problems, you know. They look for unity, you know. We got no hatred or spite against anybody, and everybody knows that. But they should organize, you know, their things, and they solve their problem and this tragedy. Like every day we see a huge pile of flesh, whether in Pakistan, in India, in Bahrain, in Iraq. And who is responsible for that? Who is responsible? You know, we should find a solution. And the people that they feel safe everywhere, even in Canada, probably one day this kind of disease will reach them, you know, and they will be threatened without taking any action. The Pakistani government, you know, the Pakistani government, we haven't heard nothing. They are not serious even. To whom those people are belong? They live in Pakistan, they are Pakistani. They care for the others. They care for everything in Pakistan. How come they don't show like even a serious action against those? They don't know where they are? No, they know. America knows everything nowadays. Israel, Saudi Arabia, they know what's going on, you know. But the people, they don't know. The nations, they don't know. They hear just, they listen to the media. United States tears away of the countries that seek justice, and they support Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, You see what's going on in Bahrain now? The peaceful people, you know, they haven't even shot a bullet or something or even a knife. They say it is peaceful protest and they are killed. And yesterday we saw something which is like disgrace. The United Kingdom, Britain, you know, they know what's going on in Syria and somewhere else, and they hid the truth. And there are people, they don't know what's going on around the world. So unfortunately, this is our message to people everywhere. We're coming here, we're against sectarianism and against terrorism and against anything that wrongs the people everywhere. This is our message, to say our word. And thank you for coming. This is your responsibility as a human being. This is our responsibility, you know? It's been called today, but even though if we don't do this, we will be accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and accountable to the humanity. Thank you for coming, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solve our problems, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the believers the victorious. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread His peace around the world, and people pay attention to what's going on around them so that they will not be the next victim. Thank you for coming. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we say, Allahumma inna narghabu ilayka fi dawlatin kareema tu'izzu biha al-islam wa ahla wa tudhillu biha an-nifaq wa ahla wa taj'aluna fiha min ad-du'at ila ta'atik wal qadati ila sabilik wa tarzuqna biha karamata ad-dunya wal akhirah بحول منك وقوة يا رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد
شيم شيم طالبا
شيم شيم طالبا
شيم شيم طالبا
شيم شيم طالبا
Thank you Mawlana Thank you Mawlana Abu Jafar for your speech
Karbala, Karbala.
Hey, hamari darsiga.
Karbala, Karbala.
Hakka seedha rasta.
Karbala, Karbala.
Hakka seedha rasta.
Karbala, Karbala.
Shahadato ka rasta.
Karbala, Karbala.
Shahadato ka rasta.
Karbala, Karbala.
Saadato ka rasta.
Karbala, Karbala.
Shuhadato ka rasta
Karbala Karbala
Shujaato ka rasta
Karbala Karbala
Husainiyat ki ibtida
Karbala Karbala
Husainiyat ki ibtida
Karbala Karbala
Yazidiyat ki intaha
Karbala Karbala
Yazidiyat ki intaha
Karbala Karbala
Now I would like to call upon Mr. President of Husaini Association of Calgary, Mr. Shabbir Rizvi, to come and conclude the program. Allah. Allah.